Beautiful music by British composer Tarik O'Regan. It is called A Chalam na Senarach, an Irish colloquy. And actually, what A Chalam na Senarach means is colloquy of the ancients. It's a really old text from around the 13th century in Ireland, one of the really famous texts, and a text that apparently St. Patrick came into contact with. And there's a story that when he first encountered Irish people and they were telling him these pagan tales, he was actually entranced and encouraged them to tell him more. So instead of trying to convert them on the spot or telling them that their stories were not relevant, he was actually very interested in them. And the composer, Tarik O'Regan, was interested in that meeting. He calls it a divine meeting of the sacred and the secular. A Chalam na Senarach by Tarik O'Regan, to be performed this summer on the Vale of Glamorgan Music Festival in Wales. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. It's summertime, and that means music festival time. I'm going to be talking about a lot of music festivals around the world on today's show. Some of them are contemporary classical music festivals, but there seems to be a new trend as I was looking at festivals among classical music festivals to now incorporate more contemporary music. This is something, of course, that I would be very, very interested in. So most of the music that I'm going to play is on these kinds of more dyed-in-the-wool classical music festivals that are now starting to invite composers to come out and incorporating contemporary music. That's certainly a trend that I would like to encourage. Well, let's go from the rolling hills of Wales to Menlo, California. Music at Menlo Festival is a very interesting classical music festival that is definitely having a strong contemporary music presence this year, which I think, of course, is wonderful. I'm going to feature a little bit of a piece by George Crumb, American Songbook 2, A Journey Beyond Time. And what he's done in this piece is taken a lot of really famous American folk tunes and spirituals and, well, given them the George Crumb treatment, so to speak. This is George Crumb's version of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. This is Barbara Ann Martin singing with Orchestra 2001, James Freeman conducting. a distinctly recognizable George Crumb version of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, sung by Barbara Ann Martin and accompanied by the Orchestra 2001 with James Freeman conducting. That is a piece that will be on the Music at Menlo Festival this summer in Menlo, California. Let's go from California to Florida. Not too far a jump weather-wise. This is the Sarasota Festival, a very well-known classical music festival, and I noticed that quite a few contemporary music pieces are creeping onto their program this summer. This is a piece by composer Bernard Rands, a Pulitzer Prize winner, very well-known and celebrated British composer. These are his solo piano preludes. We're going to hear pianist Robert Levin play two of them, Ostinato and Ritornello Rallentando.
Thank you.
Music is so difficult to perform. It requires such concentration. Those rhythms are so tricky. Everything's so precisely notated. What an incredible performance by pianist Robert Levin. We heard two pieces by celebrated British composer Bernard Rands from his set of preludes. We heard the ostinato and then the ritornello rallentando. This is music that's going to be performed on the Sarasota Festival this summer. Let's return now to Europe and the Lucerne Festival in Switzerland. They're programming a very interesting piece by Korean composer Eun-suk Chin, who is now based in Berlin. This is a piece called the Double Concerto. It is a double concerto for piano and percussion and ensemble. We're going to listen to Ensemble Intercontemporain. The performers are Samuel Favre on percussion, Dmitry Vasilakis piano, and the conductor is Stefan Osbury. This is a long piece. It's about 20 minutes long, so we're going to hear about 9 minutes. This is music of Eun-suk Chin that will be performed live on the Lucerne Festival in Switzerland this summer. I would love to have the chance to hear that piece performed live at the Lucerne Festival this summer in Switzerland. Beautiful music by Korean composer Eun-Suk Chin. That was an excerpt of her double concerto. We heard Samuel Favre percussion with Dmitri Vasilakis piano, and Stefan Asbury was leading the ensemble Intercontemporain. Wonderful music. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. Today, my subject is summer festivals, both contemporary music festivals and more traditional classical music festivals that are starting to incorporate contemporary music. You can find out more information on Facebook or on our website at relevanttones.com. I'm talking about music festivals in the summer season here on Relevant Tones today, both contemporary classical music festivals and more traditional classical music festivals that are incorporating more contemporary music pieces into their programming, a trend that I definitely want to encourage. I think I would be remiss in my duty of talking about summer festivals to not at least mention Gaudi Amus. This is one of the big European festivals. It takes place every summer in Utrecht in the Netherlands. And this piece that I want to feature is by Ukrainian composer Anna Korsun. It is actually nominated and is, in fact, a finalist for the Gaudi Amus Prize this summer. It was first performed at Gaudi Amus in 2012, and it was so popular that they're performing it again this year. And she's one of, like, only four or five finalists for this prize out of who knows how many composers, quite a few, because it is a very popular festival. According to the program notes, she says the title, Voce Rumore, refers to the Intona Rumori, the noise-generating devices invented by Luigi Russolo. In Voce Rumore, the voice is used as an instrument that does not dominate, but coexists with the noise material. Let's have a listen. This is a live performance from the Gaudi Amus Festival, 2012. Voce Rumore for six voices by Anna Korsun. That is music for six voices and noise-generating devices that were invented by Luigi Russolo. It's called Voce Rumore by Anna Corson, a piece that will be performed in 2014 in Utrecht in the Netherlands, the Gaudi Amus Music Week. It's also a finalist for the Gaudi Amus Prize, so good luck to Anna Corson this summer. Featuring music on summer festivals on Relevant Tones today. Another very famous European festival is Darmstadt. Every summer, they have what they call the International Ferienkurs für Neue Musik, or the International Course for New Music. This has been going on for nearly 100 years. It's where composers like Stockhausen, Boulez, you know, they premiered very, very famous works there. This is an incredible festival, very historical. Unfortunately, it is almost entirely world premieres, and they're known for that. That's their thing. So there's no way we're going to have audio for what they're doing in 2014, because they're very interested in the newest of the new. But we wrote the Darmstadt Festival and asked them what they thought was a very representative recording in recent years, and they sent us this wonderful music by composer Fausto Ramatelli. It's called Index of Metals, and he refers to it as a video opera, so we, of course, won't have the video component of it, but it's wonderful on its own, I think. It is a long piece. It's 50 minutes long, so we're only going to be able to feature about 8 minutes of it. Let's have a listen. This is a performance from the Darmstadt Festival of Index of Metals. We're going to hear Movement 3, Hallucination 1, Drowning Girl. This is a performance from the Darmstadt Summer Festival, music by Fausto Ramatelli from his Index of Metals. Music by composer Fausto Romitelli, performed on the Darmstadt Festival within the last couple of years. We heard the third movement, Hallucination 1, Drowning Girl, and it goes continuously right into the next movement, so we had to fade that down. The whole piece, which he refers to as a video opera, is almost 50 minutes long. That again was featured on the Darmstadt Festival, one of the most famous summer festivals, and you can see more about what they're going to have on 2014 on our website at relevanttones.com. Well, the last festival I'm going to feature on today's show is the very well-known Cabrillo Music Festival on the West Coast. They are programming the West Coast premiere of Bela Fleck's Banjo Concerto. This is his first large-scale classical composition, and it's a showcase, really, for himself and for a particular instrument. I'm going to just read from the liner notes here. Famed banjo virtuosi and 15-time Grammy Award winner Bela Fleck performs in the West Coast premiere of The Impostor, his concerto for banjo and orchestra. Dedicated to banjo master Earl Scruggs, The Impostor is Fleck's first large-scale classical composition, continues his work as a pioneer for the banjo's expressive dimensions, and was written for a vintage 1937 Gibson Mastertone banjo made of mahogany. A prized possession, Fleck calls the holy grail of banjos. Bela Fleck really has completely changed the way that we think of the banjo. He is more than just a virtuoso. He really has broken new ground for the banjo. Let's have a listen to him performing on this holy grail of banjos alongside Giancarlo Guerrero and the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. We're going to hear The Escape, which is the last movement from The Impostor. This is a piece that will receive its West Coast premiere this summer at the Cabrillo Music Festival. Thank you. Incredible piece. I think he has real chops as a composer. You think of Ella Fleck as a banjo player. He certainly traveled around with his band, the Flecktones. If you know much about the Flecktones, you might think about Future Man, the drummer who invented his own kind of drum machine long before drum machines were very popular. And all of that kind of takes away maybe from the fact that he really is just a heck of a good banjo player and a heck of a good composer, as we heard there. That was the last movement, The Escape, from his banjo concerto, The Impostor. This is his first large-scale classical composition, and it's going to get its West Coast premiere this summer at the Cabrillo Festival. Well, I've been featuring a lot of contemporary music on music festivals around the world that's happening this summer. Sometimes these are contemporary music festivals, but some of them were just more traditional classical music festivals that are kind of moving in a new direction, incorporating some contemporary music. I think that's a very good sign for classical music in general, as we present it as a living art form, and hopefully a trend that will continue. Now, of course, I don't expect you to be able to fly out to all of these events, but it does give you just a little glimpse into the fascinating things taking place this summer at festivals around the world. Relevant Tones is produced by Jesse McCorders, with special thanks to Claire Fasnacht. For more information about the program and the artists we've featured, you can find us on Facebook, and you can hear this and all previous programs at relevanttones.com. Relevant Tones is brought to you in part by the generous support of Grosvenor Capital Management LP, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, an anonymous donor, and the listener supporters of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network.